This isn't the first time a prolonged power outage has left people in New Hampshire shaking their fists at the sky. After both the 2008 ice storm and the October snowstorm in 2011, regulators opened investigations into how power companies responded. And today, utilities say their response to this storm shows they've learned some lessons. PSNH's president Bill Quinlan says his company now trims trees along 1,700 miles of distribution lines each year.
Every 4 years, our entire system is trimmed.
He says PSNH's parent company, Northeast Utilities, is rolling out a new model that aims to predict storm damage to poles and wires so they can pre-stage line crews. That model's already been used for hurricanes and summer storms.
We're now working to calibrate the model for winter storms. But I think within the next year or so, we should have a predictive model that's among the best in the industry.
He says PSNH is slowly putting in taller and stronger utility poles. And finally, Quinlan says PSNH has embarked on a 5-year program to make New Hampshire's power grid smarter. Now, when a tree falls on a distribution line, electricity is cut off to every house on that line until the utility finds the break.
You know, today, obviously what we do is we dispatch a line worker to go and patrol that entire branch to find where that interruption is.
So in the future, PSNH should be able to remotely identify which section of the line is broken and keep more customers energized.
So for a relatively modest investment, we think we could bring tremendous system reliability benefits to our customers.
But there's the larger question of why does it seem like we're getting more of these massive outages than ever? For one, there have been more and more severe precipitation events. But as Mary Stampone, the state's climatologist, points out, the state's population has also grown, and there are more power lines to knock down and put back up.
If you're thinking about it in terms of the damages caused, you have to consider both the physical event that caused the hazard and the human vulnerability to the hazard.
There's also no amount of tree trimming that will ward off a mass outage. Even so, utilities have become noticeably more aggressive in their pruning, and they say that much of what fell during this storm was from outside the buffer zone of regular trimming. Keith Malmedal, a consultant with NEI Engineering who helped with the report following the 2008 ice storm, says it was the same trees this year knocking out power.
And what has to happen is you have to start trimming farther away from the lines to avoid that in the future. It takes more trimming. It's a lot higher expense, and you have to deal with property owners to a greater degree.
That can get tricky in a state that's enamored of its trees and its property rights. After storm events like these, utilities can take a flogging after public officials have had their voicemails flooded by angry constituents. But so far, the state seems satisfied with the utility's performance.
They were very prepared for the storm that was predicted by the National Weather Service. The truth is, the wind died down, and so that changed the dynamic a little bit.
Perry Plummer, the state's director of emergency management, says New Hampshire endures plenty of 12-inch snowstorms, but the snow this time was just stickier than forecast.
The temperature dropped just a little more than they thought it was going to be, so there was a little bit less rain, but very, very high moisture content in the snow.
Plummer notes power came back dramatically faster than during the so-called Snowtober storm in 2011. Of course, this time around, New Hampshire was by far the hardest hit state, which made it easy to call in help from elsewhere. Whether utilities can duplicate this year's relatively speedy recovery in an event where damage is region-wide is another matter entirely. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.